Cape Talk. WhatsApp us now on 072-567-1567.
As I mentioned earlier, today is International Happiness Day, and I know that if you're listening to us while you're rushing around during your stressful day, or if you're feeling somewhat blue today due to whatever you might be dealing with personally, you might think that being happy just isn't an option for you today. But there has been masses of information in the media lately about how you can lift your disposition by being more mindful about your behavior. Research is also showing that the simple act of smiling can change the way your brain is wired or works. So you can even fake smile and get the same result by training your brain to think positively. I know I get annoyed when strangers tell me to smile randomly. But now I'm wondering if there's maybe something to it. We have Denise Wyshkanski on the line. She's the co-founder of Being Mindful, which is a program about mindfulness, really, and to talk us through some of the practical tools that you can engage with to boost your sense of well-being. Welcome to the show, Denise.
Hi, Bianca.
Tell us about your program and what being mindful means.
Bianca, being mindful, well, we've created a little company that runs mindfulness courses, and the idea around being mindful is being in the present moment, because what the research has shown in the last 30 years or so is that if we can bring our minds into the present moment, we're actually much happier. And most of the time our minds are actually either in the past, worrying about things that have already happened and there's nothing we can do about them, or our minds are in the future worrying about things that haven't happened yet. So what they found is that it's actually the mind that creates a lot of our unnecessary suffering and unhappiness. So what they've discovered is that using tools like meditation, which is about training the mind to be in the present moment, that we actually can create a lot more joy and a lot more happiness, and we can prevent ourselves from self-created suffering through the mind going to places that are not that helpful in this moment.
It's fascinating what you say, that we need to focus more on the present. It really resonates with me. It makes sense. But often we become overwhelmed by our daily stresses too, and grief and sadness can also be so crippling. What can we do to manage these feelings on a daily basis?
Well, you know, the first step in mindfulness is awareness. So often we're actually operating in automatic pilot. We're just going about our days in our routines. We're on a bit of a hamster wheel, and we're doing the same things in the same way over and over again and hoping for a different result. So actually what helps is just noticing, okay, I'm thinking those negative thoughts again, or I'm doing something mindlessly, or I'm not present. And just noticing it already gives you the opportunity to choose to bring your mind into the present moment.
And so what tool would we use?
Back in the present moment, there's almost a relaxing of your system.
Yeah.
And there's almost a, so like, you know, we gave the example last night on the course that we were teaching of washing dishes. So most of us don't like washing dishes, and it's something we have to do all the time. So usually we're washing the dishes, we're also talking, and we're doing a lot of other things at the same time, not being present with the dishes. But if we actually choose to be with that dish and be cleaning it, noticing how clean it is, noticing how the water feels on your hands, then there's a whole different experience often. And one can start finding that you're actually enjoying the process of washing dishes. And that's just through being present. So really the idea is, as often as possible, if we can bring our minds back into the present moment through awareness, through noticing that we're not in the present moment, then we can actually really create a lot more happiness for ourselves.
That's interesting. So what you, correct me if I'm wrong, you actually use everyday tasks to meditate, really. So you meditate during washing the dishes, or if it's perhaps ironing, use the experience to settle your mind.
Yes, whatever it is, driving, feel your hand on the steering wheel, notice how beautiful the clouds are in that moment, rather than in your mind getting angry because, you know, I always have to sit in the traffic, it takes so long, traffic in Cape Town is terrible, we go into a whole mind story which takes us away from the present moment, just if we can bring ourselves back. But it takes a bit of effort to bring awareness, because in our world, in the Western world, we've been pulled in so many different directions, and that it's very hard, actually, to firstly notice with awareness and then actually take the effort to bring our minds back.
Just a final...
So yes, what you talk...
Sorry to interrupt you. A final question. How can we create healthier patterns of awareness with our kids, for example? You know, because, I mean, as adults, we've already kind of conditioned to be in a certain way. Are there certain tools that we can engage with when guiding our kids, perhaps to not avoid sad feelings, because we don't want to do that, but perhaps guide them on how to be more mindful?
Yeah, there's so much one can do with kids, you know, and one can just start with bringing an awareness to what they're feeling in the moment. So often kids don't have a vocabulary for their feelings. They're just acting out because they don't know how to express the feelings. So just saying to a child, I see you feeling a bit cross right now, or I can see how frustrated you are. And then the kids, you know, they feel resonated with and understood, and it also gives them a language or a vocabulary to express what they're feeling and to bring awareness in the moment. So working with feelings is one way. But there are also lots of little meditation tools that that are fun for kids that one can teach them.
Okay. And lastly, how can people get hold of you and engage with your program?
So our website is beingmindful.co.za, and we run an 8-week program for adults, anyone over the age of 17. And so they can either call on my phone number, or they can go to the website and access us by email.
Okay. And is it for all ages, your courses?
It's from 17 up to, we've had people from 17 up to 86 even. So all ages, all colors, all sizes, all shapes, all kinds of courses.
Anyone who wants to be more mindful and happier. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Denise Wyshkanski, for joining us on the line. She is clinical psychologist and the co-founder of Being Mindful, a program about mindfulness to boost your sense of well-being.